A bit of Daft Punk for a Friday on Today FM. It's Al Porter here, joining you until 2:30 this afternoon. I still contend that Linda Martin's version of that on the Saturday Night Show was the greatest ever version. Lots of texts flooding in for Mr. Paddy Casey. Al, I can't wait to hear Paddy in A&E at the moment in Tullamore. Could you say hello to my hubby Jesse, who's waiting here patiently with me? Thank you, and that's from Lisa. Al, can you thank Paddy Casey for me for signing an autograph for me in Castle Comer in June? It made my night. Paddy Casey is the soundtrack to my teenage years. Still love him to bits. That's from Karen. Al, Paddy Casey, an Irish music legend in the making. Can't wait to hear him on the show. Well, you're very lucky because he's here right now. Paddy, how are you?
Hello.
Thanks for joining me, Paddy. How are you keeping?
Good, good. I'm sorry for keeping those people in A&E waiting. I'll be down as soon as I can, as soon as I get this.
You're all right. I didn't realise that you were originally Crumlin man.
I am, yes. Mighty, mighty Crumlin.
Yeah. Whereabouts in Crumlin were you?
Cashel Road.
Yeah. And you don't live there now, do you?
No. I haven't lived there in a long time, no.
No, okay. But you're not like, you're not the, did you read the Conor McGregor
did
article?
I ever fighting, no.
Yeah,
no,
did you read the Conor McGregor
too young.
Thing?
I'd be picking on him.
It was ridiculous. They in ESPN, they had this thing called Crossing Crumlin Road.
Oh, yeah. It was tough. It was.
It sounded ridiculous. Now, come on. Well, you didn't grow up in the Bronx, Paddy.
It was the first place on Today Tonight.
What was it?
It was, yeah, the top of my road, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
And what was the
that
story?
That was back when Today Tonight was, you know.
Okay, a big deal.
A big deal, yeah. I don't know. I think they were bombing each other there for a while, weren't they?
Your penis, Fiona's looking at you like, this interview is taking a strange turn there.
Yeah, I don't know.
You started busking when you were very young. That was kind of how you got into the music, was it?
For me, it was busking, yeah. Where was the first place I busked? Outside Quinn's Pub in Drumcondra.
That was the first place?
That was my first foyer. Foray?
Foray, foyer.
It was my first foyer.
You probably did
I was
a few
foyers
as well. Yeah. And now
a
we're on to,
a foyer.
We're on to album six.
Yeah.
Does it get tougher every time or do you get bursts of creativity?
I think I'm getting better.
Yeah.
I think I'm getting better.
No, that's fair. Yeah.
I'm a little bit slow at releasing stuff. I figured that most bands put out about 10 albums in their life.
Right.
So I'm going to spread this out until I'm 70.
That sounds like a good plan. Do you throw away music that you, do you ever record things and then go, that's not going anywhere?
I do a lot. Sometimes, like, I threw away Saints and Sinners.
Did you really?
Yeah, I did. Well, I didn't throw it away. I just didn't know it was, you know, a song that people would be into, I suppose.
Yeah. And who convinced you that it was then? Because it was such a hit.
We played it, I don't know, we'd rehearsed it. I was doing a gig in Whelan's with the band and we'd rehearsed it. And I think I just turned around and said, let's do that song.
Yeah.
And the crowd loved it.
And so then you just went, well, if they're into it, it must be.
Yeah, before that I hadn't really, you know. Yeah. But it was a little bit slower before that.
Yeah.
And I kind of turned around to that and we started a rhythm going and then the rhythm stuck. So that's how it kind of...
That's amazing, the kind of natural progression of it. And did you ever go back to anything? We had Steve in from Stunning there yesterday and he was saying that their new song was actually one that they had since 1992 or something. So I wondered, did you ever go back?
There was a song on Living, Bend Down Low. It was like I wrote it when I was 15 or something, you know? It's kind of, I found it a little bit, I suppose because you don't really, it's like someone going through your copybooks from school or something. It's a little bit embarrassing.
Yeah.
But I just sang, we were at a session one night with the producer. We took a night off and we went downtown and we sang a few songs. And I sang it and he said, oh man, we have to, he's French. I don't know if I'm doing a French accent. We have to make that song in the morning. We have to do that. So,
and so that's how that came about.
Yeah.
God, it's man. And
it
what
seems
about
to be
this?
A lot of people's favourite as well. So.
What about the new single then? What about Turn the Ship Around? What's the...
Turn the Ship Around? I don't know. I just do it. I don't really think about it. I mean, it was that... Yeah, I kind of... I had a tune from a while ago with similar lyrics, but not quite the same.
Yeah.
That was actually one of the throwaways.
Yeah, really?
it was.
It's mad because every time we play it, it gets a huge reaction from people.
I just thought it was too similar to maybe, you know, I don't know. It sounded like other stuff that was out now or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, and you want to maintain your own sound.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Trying to jeopardize the whole thing.
No, sorry,
I don't know. I just played it to a couple of people and they went, that's a really good song. Why don't you put that as a single?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, why don't we hear it, actually? Pamela, are you in favour of that? Pamela, my producer. I always follow her instruction. Guys, it would be great to hear it in your own time.
Right. A little bit. Voice is a little bit banjo today, but
you're on the lash.
We'll give it a go. I was singing with Mundy.
Yeah, right. Mundy was probably on the lash.
I won't get off the stage, you know. Just going to get him off. All right. So, here we go. All the anchors, raise the sails. It's time I put an end to this tale. Let's turn this ship around, yeah. There's new worlds to be found. Not to look for you, but love will do what love must do. And I'm ready, so turn this ship around. Yeah, I'm ready. There's nothing left out here for me. No, I'm ready. Turn this ship around, oh, and we will go where the winds will blow our hearts once more into the mystery. And I've thrown myself on raging seas. I was dragged down deep by ghosts and memory. And I have lost my mind, I lost my way. I've been some things I can't explain. And there's something gone, yeah, there's something changed. And I've been reborn, I'm not the same. And I know that you told me not to try. Love lives long after goodbye. And I'm ready, so turn this ship around. Yeah, I'm ready. There's nothing left out here for me. No, I'm ready. So turn this ship around. Whoa. Go where the winds will blow our hearts once more into the mystery. So turn this ship
creation of mystery. Now I know you told me not to look for you, but love will do what love must do. Now I'm ready.
Oh, thank you so much, Paddy. It's a great song. You wouldn't know that you were on The Last with Monday Now last night. No, you actually wouldn't. Loads of texts coming in. Love that song. Amazing song. Love, Paddy, Whatever Gets You True is one of my favourite songs, says Trish. Derek is wondering, Paddy, you might be able to clear this up for us. Paddy, when's the new album out? I can't wait.
October.
October, okay, yes, brilliant.
You said it out loud.
Okay, it's happening. Okay, it's happening. Yeah, grand. You're under the pressure. But look.
Or else February. October.
Let's just wait and see. Thank
Unless
you.
Unless I just fill it with Christmas songs.
Well, you could.
I could.
Paddy Casey Christmas album wouldn't be bad.
It's, yes.
Not going to happen for a while. Maybe in 20 years you'll do something like Paddy Casey Swings and you'll just sell out.
I have a couple of Christmas songs.
Have you really?
I really, really do. I don't know how they happen. They just happen. One's about a guy who's paranoid.
A guy who's paranoid?
About Christmas, yes.
He's right, okay.
He doesn't believe it actually exists.
I really wish we could play it, but I'm under pressure. Paddy, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
me.
A
I really,
lot.
I know, I really appreciate it. And Fiona as well. Thank you so much. Fiona, you're silent over there. Did you enjoy that?
She hates the band.
good man, Paddy. I'm going to plug you loads now, all right? I'll talk to you later.
Brilliant. Thank you.
Cheers, man. Thank you for joining us. Well, you can catch Paddy this Sunday at the Fingal Film Festival in Swords, Dublin, the 18th of August in Gwydor in Donegal. You can get us the 20th. Oh, have I done something wrong, Paddy?
It's a Saturday, I think, maybe.
Oh, right. Okay. It's
12th,
Saturday.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, Paddy.
I'm never right.
Not what I had down. But anyway, it's Saturday?
Yes, I think so.
It's Fingal.
Yes.
Perfect. 18th of August, Gwydor, Donegal. Sounds right.
you've got a piece of paper.
25th of August, Trimmead. 8th of September, Balnam AO. 9th of September, Shannonbridge, Offaly. 10th of September, Shannon in Clare. And then loads more dates into October, November. Release date for the album in October, apparently, or potentially February. And check out Paddy Casey Official on Facebook for all details. Talk to you later, man.
Thanks, Simon. Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Al Porter with Iceland. For all your shopping needs, trust Iceland.